Hello, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed when I should be out in the sunshine on the riverbank catching trout, but in the cause of great art and music and the podcast, here I am, in artificial light, the windows darkened down. All for your delectation. Got some fantastic, well, it's all fantastic. The music is absolutely wonderful. I'm going to kick off with a track called Valparaiso from a new album not quite out yet called Released. By The Hunch. The Hunch is Mike Doonan on pipes and flute and vocals, Bob Thomas on cajon, bowron and harmonica, Chris Hanks on guitar and Tony Bacon on keyboards and accordion. And those two lads sing as well. They're making something of a name for themselves in the Yorkshire area, and they went down an absolute storm at the Settle Folk Festival last year at the Behind the Fridge escape route when we run the little fringe thing in the rugby club, and they're coming again. I'm going to tell you all about that in a few moments' time, but let's kick off with Valparaiso, which is one of my favourite songs because it's the only song I know where a man says, "And with my flipper I wiped away a tear." Stick with it, compadres, you will hear it in its entirety.
It was a cold and dreary morning in December, and all of me money it was spent. What day it was I hardly could remember, and down to the fishing office went. That day there was a great demand for sailors from the colonies and Frisco and from France. So I shipped upon a limey bark the Hotspur, got paralytic drunk on Paddy, lay back, taking your slack. We'll take your turn around your capstan, heave a pole. For we're bound ship station, boys, be handy. For we're bound for Valparaiso, round the hole. So I sat upon me old sea chest a thinking. Well, I just thought I'd have me some a snooze. Well, I wish I wasn't bored the jolly sailor, along with Irish Kate just drinking beer. Well, I thought what happy lads they were, these sailors. And with me flipper I wiped away a tear. And Paddy lay back, taking your slack. Go take your turn around your capstan, heave a pull. For we're bound ship station, boys be handy. For we're bound for Valparaiso round the hole. And they towed us from the wharf out to the sea. Well, half the crew were puking over shipside, and the other half were puking over me. Well, the bosun said he couldn't savvy cuz. Well, the crew was speaking lingo off the law. Well, the captain said the only thing to do was sack us ugly buggers up and set some more. Now, Paddy, lay back, taking your slack. Well, take your turn around your capstan, heave a pole. For we're bound ship station, boys, be handy. For we're bound for Valparaiso round the hole.
Flag. Flag in the slack.
Well, you had to be there. The putative album is maybe, perhaps, could be, called Released. The band are called The Hunch. Nothing to do, by the way, with Quasimodo. I think it means sort of when you have a feeling. And I'll tell you what, those lads do have a feeling. But I'm not going to go any further. Valparaiso was the name of... What's buzzing? My bloody phone, excuse me. I hate that when that happens, particularly when it's me. Right, the lads are going to be at the Settle Folk Gathering in May. We've got a special Mayfest on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of May at the Rugby Club. But sadly, it only seats about 130 people. We've got camping and we've got room for camper vans. And we're going to tell the pubs people are coming and maybe take over the town a little bit and have a good time. As many people as want to come. It's all free as ever, but we're going to be putting collecting buckets out for the Ukraine. So the whole festival is going to be a fundraiser, really, for the refugees and the people in the Ukraine, because it's going to need a lot of help, that country, when all this crap is over and we start to help them to rebuild it. Lots of great artists. I'll tell you more about them later on. In the meantime, here's a letter. Sorry, email from Sally Ironmonger. Hi, Mike. I listened to your recent show and really enjoyed it, especially your tribute to Norma Waterson, a great reminder of a very diverse talent. Anyway, the reason I'm contacting you is that after your comments about food banks, I thought you might like a song I jointly wrote and recorded called Food Banks and Ferraris. We wrote it after I read about 8 years ago that the growth in food banks in the UK was matched only by the growth in sales of Ferraris. I didn't know that. A few days after this, I saw the excellent Ken Loach film Spirit of 45, and those two things set a train of thought that ended up in a song. I hope you'll like it. I do. Food banks and Ferraris.
The sun shone on those in the shade. Our grandfathers fought, and the vision they sought was a helping hand from cradle to grave. But now that's all over and long been forgot, and the profits all go to the men at the top, and the promises of 45 are just broken dreams and lies. Enough to pay the poor, the sick, the old and so on. But the profits still flow and the bonuses grow, and we all know where the money has gone. Those robber barons in their fortified towers are eating the fruits of what could have been ours. And the promises of 45 are just broken dreams and lies.
Great song. Great song. Nice harp playing as well there. Sally Ironmonger and Brian Carter, who co-wrote that song Food Banks and Ferraris. And it's from the album, I think, it's from the album Pinch Me. I say that because she sent me the track and I'm not sure because she's recorded it on two of her albums. But I would like, Sally, you said, no, I haven't got any of your albums. And you did say you'd send a couple along for me to have a listen to and play some more tunes from. Thanks for that. Great song. And I bet some of those Ferraris, maybe one or two, were owned by Russian gentlemen who have £20 million golf clubs and crap like that. Anyway, on I go. Sally in the Garden, otherwise known as Hog Eye, is a tune song from the old-timey American tradition. Mostly, of course, mountain music. And Tom Paley was one of the greatest exponents of old-time music ever. And his band, the old-time Moonshine Review, made a cracking album called Roll On, Roll On. And as I mentioned, the Hog Eye Man in the last show, the Hog Eye Moment, well, the guys that worked on the little inland boats, they were sort of inland sea shanties, the songs that they sang. Well, I thought I would just carry it on with another Hog Eye thing. This is Sally in the Garden, as I said, also known as Hog Eye. Tom Paley.
Sand, Sally in the garden, sifting sand, Sally up the with the hog-eyed man.
Sally in the Garden, otherwise known as Hog Eye, Tom Paley's old-time moonshine review. And the album's called Roll On, Roll On, and it's nothing to do with underarm deodorants, just in case you wondered. I'm going to play a track now called Green Broom from Rachel McShane and the Cartographers, just to give you a heads up that they are going on tour. They've already done two gigs, the Sage at Gateshead and the Ropery at Barton-upon-Humber. They're off to the Met in Bury, the Brindley, Runcorn, the Greystone, Sheffield, and then all over North Wales, Ludlow, the Isle of Wight, Bristol Folk Festival, the Froys, Suffolk, my dear, and the Beardy Folk Festival and the Pretty Folk Festival. So, lots of chances to see them. I really think she's a wonderful singer and a wonderful fiddler, too. She's made some cracking albums, and this is one of them. The song is called Green Brooms, as I said. It's a classic of the English folk tradition. And I love the treatment that she and the band give it. But let's see what you think.
There was an old man and he lived in the woods. His trade was a cutting down broom, green broom. He had a son, his name it was John, and he laid in his bed until noon, bright noon, laid in his bed until noon. So the old man he rose and up to his son goes, and he swore he'd set fire to his room, if he would not arise and unbutton his eyes, and away to the woods for green broom, green broom, away to the woods for green.
Thank you.
sorting broom, green broom, to market and fair, and he cried everywhere, oh, fair maids, do you want any broom, green broom, maids, do you want any broom? And a lady sat up at her window so high, she heard Johnny crying, green broom, she rang for her maid, and unto her she said, oh, go, fetch me that lad that cries broom, green broom. Fetch me that lad that cries blue. So Johnny went into this lady's fine house, and he entered this lady's fine room, her room. Oh, Johnny, she said,
from the album When All Is Still. That was Rachel Newton with a cracking version of Green Broom. And if you go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, you'll be able to find out details of the tour by clicking on the link through to her website, because all the artists on this show and all the others that have gone before, all 304, is it, of them, all 303, whatever, they've got links through to all the artists that have ever appeared on this podcast. Now, the Mayfest takes place, as I said, 20th, 21st and 22nd of May. All the profits from it are going to go to Ukrainian charities, and I think it's going to be an absolutely cracking weekend. Already booked are Michelle Holding and Bonds, Mick and Susie Darling, the wonderful gypsy singer-songwriters, The Hunch, The Flying Toads, Reg Muros, and lots, lots more. I'll give you more information as the weeks go by. And like I say, there's camping and caravanning, and there's also going to be bacon butties on a Saturday on Sunday morning. How's about that then? But one of the people I haven't mentioned yet is Mark Dowding. He's going to be there as well. I love his stuff. Great singer, great voice, and a great expert on North Country songs, in particularly those of his native Lancashire. From his album Manchester Ballads that he recorded with Chris Harvey, this is a fabulous song called The Soldier's Farewell to Manchester, and it mentions the Angel Inn in Manchester. And believe it or not, a couple of years back when they were doing their Johnny Longstaff show, me and the young'uns actually had a pint in the Angel Inn in Manchester. And we gained our liberty.
In coming down to Manchester to gain my liberty, I saw one of the prettiest maids that ever my eyes did see. I saw one of the prettiest girls that ever my eyes did see. At the Angel Inn in Manchester, there lives a girl for me. It was early one morning, just at the break of day. I went to my love's fireside, me parting vows to pay. I huddled her and cuddled her and made her to lie warm. Says she, me jolly soldier, do you mean me any harm? To do you any harm, me love, is what I always scorn. If I stay with you all night, me dear, I'll marry you next morn. Before all of me officers, these words I will fulfill. She says, me jolly soldier, you may do just as you will. On Thursday our rout it came, on Monday marched away. The drums and bugle horns so sweetly they did play. Some hearts they were merry, love, but mine was filled with woe. Will you let me go along with you officer, and fall upon me knees. 10 guineas I'll surrender to buy me love's discharge. But if that will not do me, dear, along with you I'll go. Will you let me go along with you? No, hang me if I do. Coat, waistcoat and breeches so freely I'll put on, and pass for your comrade as we do march along. Before all of your officers, me duty I will do. Will you let me go along with you? No, hang me if I do. If I see you stand sentry on a cold rainy day, your colour it will go, me love, your beauty will decay. If I see you stand sentry, it will fill me heart with woe. Stay at home, me dearest Nancy, but still she answered no. I'll go down to some nunnery, and there I'll end me life. I never will be married, nor yet become a wife, but constant and true-hearted forever I'll remain. And I never will be married till me soldier comes again.
I love that song. Love what he does with it as well. It occurred to me listening to that, and I have heard it many times, that the tune is an Irish tune called The Maid of the Sweet Brown Now. Not sure about that, because I'll sing another song to that tune called Blow the Candles Out. Anyway, that's a bit nitpicking, isn't it? Sorry about that. Many apologies. And one thing I do need to say, people often say, well, why would a woman want to go away with a soldier? Well, in fact, during the times of Napoleonic Wars, what they called camp followers, if you like, some of them were prostitutes, and some of them were actually wives and sweethearts of the soldiers themselves, and some of them actually had babies and children and followed them on their campaign tours across the European continent. Quite strange in today's world, isn't it, that? Well, it's always been strange. Because it's summer, I'm going to play you another track from the Simon Mayer and Hilary James album, When Summer Comes Again. I love this. I've always loved the song, but I think Hilary's got, there's an element to her voice which is ideally suited to English traditional song, in my humble opinion.
Maiden head, said she.
beautiful, clear voice, like a mountain spring in the Yorkshire Dales. Beautiful. Lovely version there of Lovely Joan from Hilary James and Simon Mayer's album When Summer Comes Again. If you get a chance to see them live, by the way, do go, because they are wonderful. Not only are they great musicians and singers, but they're terrific entertainers. And Simon in particular has got a very dry, very, very Yorkshire sense of humour. Smash him. Now, a word now, a little word about Veteran Records. John Howson, who began Veteran Tapes as it was, and is now Veteran Records, should be given medals, knighthoods, whatever else, because he deserves massive recognition, I believe. The cultural health of these islands has been made much healthier and better by him being on the planet. He's produced a rake of great albums like Steppin' Out, which is English dance music from the pubs. They Sailed Away from Dublin Bay, great Irish music, traditional music from performers who worked the London pubs for many years, and many, 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 many more great albums. Just go on the website. You will be amazed. Absolutely. And two new albums have come my way from Veteran Records recently. My True Love, He Dwells on the Mountain. And the other one is called Bring My Love to Connemara, Sean Nuss singing from County Galway. I'm going to play you a track from the first album now, My True Love, He Dwells on the Mountain. And it's Rita and Sarah Keane and family. And those of you in the know will understand that the family included Dolores Keane, one of the great voices of Ireland, and her brother, Sean Keane, another of the great voices of Ireland. A great family getting together and playing as only families can. This is the Maid of Montsisco and the Bag of Potatoes. Maid of Montsisco and the Bag of Spuds, or the Bag of Potatoes, Rita and Sarah Keane and family from the album My True Love, He Dwells on the Mountain, which is a collection of 20 tunes recorded during that. I think a lot of them around about the 1970s. That certainly was in 1970. God, that was 52 years ago. Some great tunes. Garrett Barry, brilliant. Hornpipes, Bantry Bay, the Bantry Bay Hornpipe, Gable Sullivan on fiddle. It's a cracking album if you're interested in the jewels, the source music of Irish traditional music. Well done, veteran. Now, I've long been interested in the work of Bird in the Belly, which is a sort of conglomerate band coming from Brighton. I've been fascinated by some of the stuff they've done, their treatments in particular of English traditional song. But their most recent album, called After the City, is based on a book by Richard Jefferies, the nature writer. In 1885, he wrote a book which is described as one of the strangest and most visionary novels in the whole of English literature. After London, or Wild England, it's called. And it was sort of an early experiment in science fiction, and also maybe what we might call the ecological apocalypse, a dystopian novel, if you like. He actually saw right into the future and how mankind could ultimately destroy the planet. Anyway, enough of me burbling on. The album imagines a depopulated country in which all the offices and factories of the Industrial Revolution have been overtaken by creepers and nature, and London is covered in stagnant water. So the Bird in the Belly have taken this idea and run with it and wrote an album based upon the notions of post-apocalyptic England. You have to have your lips on to say that. I think it's really interesting, but let's see what you think. From the album After the City, this is Bird in the Belly with Lay Low Lay.
The city of which such great things were said was only ever made of bricks and lead. The ivy grew over and shoots sprang from underneath. The low-lying parts of the city became swampland, that exhale of vapour no man could withstand. No beast nor man endures it. Black water bears an oozing skin. Lay low, lay low, land below the lakes. Lay low, lay low, London won't wake, it won't wake. The wind it collects my asthma as a cloud that hangs over marshes and suffocates the land. The wildfowl left the towering reeds. No fishes, eels or herons. All the decay of the last 1,000 years rots below the water with 1 million human beings. Their flesh creates the vapour that hides the sun at certain hours.
Lay Low Lay from the album After the City, Bird in the Belly. And I'll play you another track from that album in one of the future programmes. Now, Kilty Clocha is a small village in the north of County Leitrim. It sits on the borders of Leitrim in the Republic of Ireland and Fermanagh, which, as you know, is in Northern Ireland in the six counties. The village has got a population of approximately 150 people, and yet from that small border village and its neighbourhoods, a unique cluster of traditional Irish musicians have emerged over the last 80 years. Well, here's two of them, Ben Lennon and his brother Charlie, with two tunes, Bonnie Kate and Jenny's Chickens.
Thank you.
Honey Cakes and Jenny's Chickens, Ben Lennon and the late Ben Lennon, who left us sadly a while back, and his brother Charlie Lennon, the great genius composer and musician, both of whom came from that little town of Kilty Clocha. The album, as I said, within a mile of Kilty 2. Talking of two, here's two cracking Yorkshire lasses, Bryony Griffith and Alice Jones, who've got together to make an album of what I think is just superb versions of traditional songs. I'm going to play you two back-to-back now. In a moment, you're going to hear The Grey Mare with Alice Jones on lead vocals. But before that, this is a version of Edward, or My Son Edward, a murder ballad which goes back into the darkness of beyond. What is that blood on thy shirt sleeve?
What is that blood on thy shirt sleeve? My son, come tell it unto me. 'Tis the blood of my dear brother who I killed under yonder tree, yonder tree. Tell it unto me, because he shot those three little pretty birds that flew from tree to tree, tree to tree, that flew from tree to tree. What will thou do when thy father comes home? My son, come tell it.
Besides rings, jewels, and many fine gowns. glittering money and beauty likewise. It tickled his fancy and dazzled his eyes. Rich courted King Roger for to tell his mind, and unto his true love, and unto his true love be constant and kind. The day being appointed, the money paid down, it was a fine fortune, was £500. Says he, though your daughter be charming and fair, I won't have your daughter, I won't have your daughter without the grey mare. The farmer made answer unto him with speed, well, I thought you'd have married my daughter indeed. But as it so happens, my daughter's no worse, the money again shall, the money again shall go back in my purse. And since it is so, I will solemnly swear, you'll not have my daughter nor yet the grey mare. The money was banished right out of his sight, and so was Miss Kitty, and so was Miss Kitty, his joy and delight. And Roger the rascal was turned out the door, they bade him be sure for to come there no more. Which caused young Roger to tear out his hair, and wish he had never, and wish he had never stood for the grey mare. Smiling said Roger, why don't you know me? If I'm not mistaken, well, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen you, said she. For a man in your likeness with long yellow hair did once come a-courting my father's grey mare. Oh no, said young Roger, is that I'll disclaim, for it was unto you, for it was unto you a-courting I came. Deny, and the truth of the matter I will testify. For unto my father I heard you declare, you'd not have his daughter, that you'd not have his daughter without the grey mare.
Grey Mare, Bryony Griffith and Alice Jones, A Year Too Late and A Month Too Soon is the name of the album. And from the same album, you heard Bryony Griffith singing with Alice accompanying her on harmonies, What Is the Blood on Thy Shirt Sleeve? Christy Moore, you might remember. It's a great version of that called What Put the Blood, which was recorded from an Irish traveller. Wonderful song. Right, All Things Are Quite Silent from Donal Maguire. From his album The Clergy's Lamentation. Donal Maguire, I think, has got one of the finest voices ever for traditional song. He's also a fine banjo player, mandolin player and fiddle player, living now in Melton Malbay in County Clare. He spent much of his life in Haslingdon and has made a fine film on Michael Davitt, the man who founded the Irish Land League and who, at the age of 14, working in a Lancashire cotton mill, had his arm ripped off. Donal is a fascinating guy with lots to talk about and lots of stories. And he's also, as I said, one of the finest singers I know. And this is a beautiful version of the traditional English song, All Things Are Quite Silent.
Silent, each mortal at rest. when me and my true love lay snug in one nest, when a bold set of ruffians they entered our cave, and they forced my dear jewel to plough the salt way. I begged hard for my sailor, as though I begged for life, but they'd not listen to me, although a fond wife, saying the king he needs sailors, to the seas he must go, and they've left me lamenting in sorrow and woe.
Gorgeous. All Things Are Quite Silent, Donald Maguire, from the album The Clergy's Lamentation. And Donald used to be a regular at the old Tuesday night sessions in the Jolly Angler in Manchester. Sadly, now knocked down to make way for some more flats. Bugger. Now, William Curry Watson is an American singer, songwriter, guitarist, banjo player, actor and founding member of the Old Crow Medicine Show. Some of you may know that band, absolutely wonderful band. Tore Cambridge apart the first time I saw them. He made a debut solo album, Folk Singer, Volume 1, in 2014 and has followed it up with another, Folk Singer, Volume 2, which has been released on Acorny Records. And I've just managed to get my grubby little mitts on it. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Here's two tracks back to back. Gallows Pole, which is a version of Hangman, Stay Thy Hand. And that's followed by Take This Hammer, the traditional work song. Features the Fairfield Four that you might know from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the film. So here's Willie Watson with Gallows Pole, first of all, and then Take This Hammer. Just prepare to be totally and absolutely amazed. The guy's voice is incredible.
Wait a little while, hey man, wait a little while and see. I think I see my father coming way across the sea. Father, did you bring me silver? Father, did you bring some gold? What did you bring me, dear father, to keep me from the gallows pole? I didn't bring no silver, I didn't bring no gold, I come to see you hanging from the gallows pole. So wait a little while, hangman, wait a little while and see. I think I see my mother coming way across the sea. Mother, did you bring me silver? Mother, did you bring some gold? Did you come to see me hanging from the gallows pole? I didn't bring no silver, didn't bring no gold. I come to see you swinging from the gallows pole. Yes, you're swinging, yes, from the gallows pole. Yes, you're swinging, yes, from the gallows pole. Slack up your rope, hangman, slack it for a while. Think I see my own true lover riding many miles. So, lover, did you bring me silver? Lover, did you bring some gold? Did you come to see me hanging from the gallows pole? Oh, yes, I brought you silver. I brought a little gold. Brought a little of everything to keep you from the gallows pole. Yes, I brought it. Yes, to keep you from the gallows pole. Yes, I brought it. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Tell him tell him I'm gone.
Tell him I'm gone.
If he asks you, was I running?
Yeah.
If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I so I don't want no cornbread and molasses.
Oh no.
I don't want no cornbread and molasses. I don't want no cornbread and molasses. It hurts my pride.
It's my pride.
So take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Take this hammer,
ha,
carry it to the captain. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain.
The bass voice is just amazing in the Fairfield Four. That guy's got the bass voice. I mean, it must be measuring something like 9 on the Richter scale at Leeds University School of Geography at this present moment. Fantastic, fantastic accompaniment. And I love the way that guy there, Willie Watson, just has this wonderful sort of subtle tremolo on his voice. Great album. I'm going to try and get volume 1, which somehow passed me by. The two songs you heard there, Gallows Pole and Take This Hammer, are from the album Folk Singer, Volume 2, Willie Watson. Now, Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham are no strangers to most of you, I know. Two of the world's finest musicians, and I don't think anybody can argue with that. Phil, great composer, great piano accordion player, and Ali, just a genius on the fiddle, and of course those great programmes he put together, Transatlantic Sessions, that have done so much to spread great music around the world. Well, the two lads have made loads of tours together and lots of albums, but the latest album, which is called No Rush, is, as you might imagine, not chock full of jigs and reels and high speed jolly musical jinks, but is in fact more contemplative, I would say unhurried, slow airs and laments, and just sort of, yeah, sort of mellow. Yeah, mellow. I think that sort of describes it. Thank you. tune's called Irish Beauty, and it's from the new album No Rush from Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham. I'm going to play you another track from that album later on in the show, just about the end of the show, I think. Do check out The Father Shore on BBC TV. It's Phil Cunningham's look at the Ulster, Irish and the Scotch connection, because there's only 20-odd miles, if that, I don't know, it's not very much that separates Scotland and Northern Ireland at the top end there, from the Mull of Galloway to the Ulster coast. He's made, I've been watching it, just an amazing programme, beautifully paced, lots of great music, but intelligent, doesn't abuse your intelligence or mine. It's just wonderful, great television. Do check it out if you get a chance, BBC TV. Now, this lass, Iona Lane, was born in Settle, apparently. I didn't know that, just where I am at the moment. I'm just a little bit out of the town of Settle. She'd been living in Leeds for a while and making quite a name for herself as a singer, songwriter. She's made quite a few EPs over the last couple of years, but has finally got round to making an album. The album's called Hallival, Hallival, and it's inspired by, she says, by the natural landscapes, by scientific discoveries, by notions of equality, human relationships, and the supernatural, which she's tied together with a sense of place and a love for being, she says, in wild places. I'm going to play you a track which I particularly like, called Mary Anning. Not many people know, but one of the greatest discoverers of fossils, of paleontology in the world, was, I suppose you would call her, an uneducated peasant woman from Dorset who discovered trilobites and ammonites and dinosaur fossils in the cliffs of the Dorset coast. There's been a few films and programmes made about her. Her name was Mary Anning. In her lifetime, she was celebrated as a sort of local yokel who did stuff, you know. But because she was a woman and because she was working class, she never got the recognition she should have had, because without her, the world of paleontology would have probably taken about 50 years to get to where she eventually got it. And I do like this song because it muses on both what she did and the science and the fact that she was a woman. This is Iona Lane with Mary Anning.
Begins with a storm. Poor child who struck by lightning. Nothing special to show this world. She will explore and make her name. Taught by her father. There's stones to crack and bones to track. So search the sands near the harbour. They sold their curiosities. She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. Fortune placed an inspiration of what she might one day become. A woman of knowledge and independence. With books her path has now begun. Out on her own in clear defiance. Helped by a four-legged company. Unearthed an ancient ocean. Sure. She sells seashells, stone girl, bone girl, out on your own girl. After the storm, she returned, longing for discovery, to be met with the boundaries of society.
From the album Halival, that's Iona Lane with Mary Anning. And I'll play another track from that in the months to come. I think next month might be a request show, but I'll certainly keep that on the back burner. Lovely. Now, I've always loved the Brothers Gillespie ever since I heard the first tracks. They've got a wonderful way with traditional song and music. I mean, Brothers, as I've said over and over again, people like Robin and Barry Dransfield, and they, when they get together, well, the Everly Brothers, perfect example, and sisters, of course. There's something about families, something about siblings when they sing together. The Watersons, a perfect example. And I love what the guys were doing with traditional music and researching into their own past. I don't know much about their personal lives. I think they come, I know they come from Northumberland. I think they led, you know, a very interesting life, and they've soaked up the tradition. They've really soaked it up into their souls, and it shows in their new album, which is quite different to the previous album. This is a sort of lockdown album, if you like. It's reflective. Maybe that's what happened to Ali and Phil when they wrote No Rush. Yeah, it's mellow in the same way, reflective, deep, and yet I think utterly, utterly entrancing. I think you've got to listen to it over and over again until you actually fall into it. I love the pairing of their voices and the way that there's resonances in everything they do. It was recorded in their grandmother's cottage on the banks of the Tweed, her old cottage on the banks of the Tweed. And I love this first song I'm going to play now, Bird on the Bough. Blues we've all been having. We have been having blues. 2 years we've had of horrible pandemic and misery, and lots of people have suffered terribly. So the first one is called Bird on the Bough, and that's what it's about, the blues that we've suffered. And that's followed by a lovely song called Wingrove Road, which is about the delight of childhood when you're little and your grandma or your mum takes you to market or down a road or down a street, and everything seems to be so exciting and happening at once all around you. And the world is a fundamentally wonderful and interesting place. That's Wingrove Road, but first of all, from the Brothers Gillespie's new album, The Merciful Road, this is Bird on the Bough.
Oh, Lord, I've got your lonesome blues. The night is thick, I'm so confused. My heart is falling through my shoes. Oh Lord, I've got your lonesome blues. Oh little bird upon you sing so clear, I wonder how, with things so dark and desperate now. Oh, little bird upon the bough, won't you give eyes of spring again. My heart was like a dancing flame.
my dreams poured down like golden rain. Won't you give me eyes of spring again? And I cannot choose
lovely Jesus walked with me. collision right over the world. Love so good, love so good. Collision right over. Take my hand by the weeping willow and walk with me through the fallen leaves. Will you take my hand by the weeping willow and walk with me past the bakery? An old man said, come with me. Mary's love was just like the sea. In the silence of the light, dust floated like the stars so bright. Colors shone right over.
Wingrove Road, and before that you heard Bird on the Bough from the Brothers Gillespie's new album, The Merciful Road. It's wonderful, really. Another track now from the veteran CDs I was talking about at the beginning of the programme. This is from the second CD, Bring My Love to Connemara, Sian Nose singing from County Galway. Again, I've chosen Rita and Sarah Keane just because I love them. I spent a lovely afternoon in their kitchen way back in the early years of my BBC folk series. And we just sat there talking all afternoon. They baked bread and they got slices of soda bread for us and butter and jam and bought us boiled eggs. And we just talked. Well, rather, they talked and I listened because it was just a wonderful experience. They were such great human beings, great people, gracious and hospitable, as the Irish always were in the country. Wonderful. Yeah, so Rita and Sarah here singing The Month of January, which is that ballad which so many of you will have heard and will know, because it's one of those ballads where the girl is turned away into the winter with her baby. She's thrown out into the cold and the darkness of winter. Recorded, first of all, I think, from Sarah Makeham, back in 1955, Sarah Makeham, of course, the mother of Tommy Makeham from the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makeham fame, a source of fantastic amount of great songs. Another wonderful woman. Anyway, here's again the joining of two voices, two sisters here, Rita and Sarah Keane, with The Month of January.
It was in the month of January, all in the frost and snow, where over hills and valleys my true love she did go. It was there and cruel was the wintry wind, pierced my heart with cold. For the taller that the pine tree grows, the sweeter is the bark, and the fairer that a young man speaks, the falser is his heart. For they kiss you and caress you till they think they have you won. Then they'll go away and leave you all for some other one. So come on, you pretty fair maids, a warning take from me. Don't ever build your nest upon the top of a high tree, for the leaves
and Sarah Keane with The Month of January from the album Bring My Love to Connemara, and it's on Veteran Records. Do check out, just have a look at their website. It's knockout. Now, here's two tracks featuring the tin sandwich, or the gob iron as it's sometimes called, the mouth organ. The first one comes from a wonderful, wonderful album on the Fellside label. Fellside produces loads and loads of great folk records, but also does lots of great jazz, and recently has done some albums celebrating the blues men that came over from America to England and Scotland and Ireland in the 1960s and 70s. The album is called Dealing with the Devil's Music, Blues Men in Britain. And the track I'm going to play is Jimmy Cotton playing a piece called Slow and Easy. Nice deep blues. And that's going to be followed by a set of Irish reels played on the harmonica, well, like nobody else I've ever heard. A guy called Joel Anderson, who's just amazing. He makes his own harmonicas and all sorts of stuff, but he plays Irish music like, whoa. Well, let's see what you think. Set the reels called Galtee Rangers, the Glentorne reel and Callaghan's, but that's after. Slow and Easy. From the blues man, Jimmy Cotton. Thank you. To believe that bloke's only got one pair of lungs. I mean, to hear somebody vamping like that, playing chords at the same time that he's playing the melody, it's just amazing. And like I say, he does build and adapt and do all sorts of stuff with his own harmonicas. I wish I could afford one. They're amazing. You play chords and melody on it at the same time. He's just knockout. That comes from an album called The Irish Harmonica, or just Irish Harmonica. He's called Joel Anderson. And before that, you heard Jimmy Cotton on the album Dealing with the Devil's Music, Blues Men in Britain, playing slow and easy. Now, the other day I was rooting round through the hard drive, just pottering about, as one does, and I came across this track from the band Deanta, the Irish group Deanta, who, amongst their members, had Mary Dillon, of course, as many of you know, the sister of Cara Dillon, and for my money, one of the greatest voices ever to come out of Ireland. And this particular track, I love the song anyway. It's a great story and a great melody, but my stupid brain just loves the fact that it's got the lines in it. If it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the woods. A terrific song called The Lakes of Pontchartrain, and the lead vocals here of Mary Dillon are just absolutely superb.
'Twas on one bright March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu, and I took the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. I cursed all for credit could I gain, which filled my heart with longing for the lakes of Pontchartrain. I stepped on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun. I strangers there, no friends to me, till a dark girl towards me came, and I fell in love with a Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I said, my pretty Creole girl, money here's no good.
Version there of the Lakes of Pontchartrain, Deanta, the lead vocals of Mary Dillon, and the album is Ready for the Storm. Now, I mentioned that Redmi Ross is going to be on at the Settle Folk Mayfest in aid of the Ukrainian charities, and I'm going to play one of my favourite tracks of his now, because Reg spends a lot of his time on the road. He's one of the hardest working singer-songwriters there is. And he's forged many, 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 many friendships over the years with people. And it's reflected, I think, in this song, which is his way, I think, of saying thank you to all the friends he stayed with and spent time with. I love it. It's called Birmingham Hotel.
I will sleep in a stranger's bed, I will lay my head where a stranger's head. Never heard your voice or the words you said, and I wish I was with you again. Good night, you Birmingham ladies, and good night, you Birmingham men. I remember so well how we danced till we fell. Will we sing our sad songs again? In a seaside town we talked all night. I kissed your face, you held me tight, and And you said everything would turn out alright. And I wish I was with you again. With fools and magnificent failures, our old unreliable friends. Passing trees, I wish you were riding this train with me. When I close my eyes, it's your face I see. And I wish I was with you again. Good night, you Birmingham ladies, and good night, you Birmingham.
Album Dragonfly, that's Reg Muros with Birmingham Hotel. In that case, unlike the Hotel California, you can both check in and check out. Now, I can see that I'm running out of time, but I don't care, because I'm definitely going to put this next track in. Bella Gaffney, I first came across when she came up to the Settle, Victoria Hall, I think it was one of the festivals, and she just got on stage, young woman with a guitar. Not only was she a fine singer, she was one of the most amazing guitarists I've seen. She's working with the Magpies, who are doing also great things. But for her latest single, You Fair and Tender Ladies, she's teamed up with Sam Kelly of Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys. And I think the result is magnificent. So here it is, Bella Gaffney and Sam Kelly with Come On, You Fair and Tender Ladies.
Tangle of another girl, he's locks of golden, fastened it up with silver pins.
Gaffney's new single with Sam Kelly. Come on, ye fair and tender ladies. If you want any information, if you want links through to Bella's site and anybody else who's been on this podcast, go to 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com and you can find it all there. I've just got time for two more tracks. An old friend from my teenage years in Crumpsall, Manchester, passed away recently, and her ashes were scattered on Benachie, on the west coast of Scotland, where she'd been living. And the name of that mountain brought back memories of two other old friends from the Manchester folk scene, Tony Hardman and Arthur Wakefield, who sang a song called Kishmal's Galley, a wonderful Scots ballad which begins high upon the Benachie on the day of days. So, in memory of Margie and Arthur and Tony, I want to play you now one of my favourite songs of all time. Sung by Moira Kerr, this is Kishmal's Galley.
High on the Benachie, on a day of days, seawards I gaze, watching Kishmal's Galley sailing. A hero, a hoo-o-ro. Onward she bravely battles against the hurtling waves.
Ooh.
Kishmul's Gully, Moira Kerr from the album Time and Tide. I remember it was about maybe 6 years ago, not much longer than that. I sailed to Benbecula from Oban to go fishing on some of the wonderful locks there on South Uist. And I got in the boat and we sailed out and we approached the island of Barra, and all of a sudden I realised that in front of me was Kishmul's Castle, which of course is mentioned in the song there. And I read up a little bit about Kishmul's Castle. It belonged to the MacNeil clan, and the MacNeils were quite amazing. They believed in themselves, let me put it that way. The MacNeil of MacNeil used to send his piper on the battlements of the castle to play a tune, which was followed by the announcement, "The MacNeil has dined. The other potentates of the earth may now dine." And apparently the MacNeils even had their own version of the story of the flood, in which God is said to have told Noah to take two animals of every kind and sail off for a bit till the flood subsided. Well, apparently the MacNeil chief and his wife were invited onto the boat, and a messenger from Noah was sent to Barra and returned with the chief's thanks, but also with the reply, "The MacNeil has a boat of his own." I love stories like that. I'm going to finish with another Scots track. This is a classic lament. It's from the Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham album, No Rush, and it's a tune I cannot listen to without crying. Seriously. It's... well, let me put it this way. I stood and listened to a piper playing the tune on the streets, well, on the Royal Mile in Edinburgh, actually. And I was just standing there with tears just rolling down my cheeks, because Hector the Hero is a classic lament penned by the Scottish composer and fiddler James Scott Skinner in 1903. And it was written as a tribute to Major General Hector MacDonald, who was a decorated, distinguished general around the turn of the century. And he committed suicide following accusations of homosexuality, which in those days was undercover. Apparently was okay if you were in the upper classes and could hide it, but when you were in the army and you were accused of it, it was a grievous offence, and he took his own life. This is Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham with Hector the Hero. Take care, look after yourselves, and I'll see you next month.